So I found this image on the website Stellar House Publishing, and this was a report about how a Christian clergyman in Great Britain has cited the scripture from the Bible that the husband is the head of the wife, to tell his female parishioners to be silent and to submit to their husbands. So I thought that this connected with The Handmaid's Tale a lot because the idea of this is for women to be submissive, using the religious teaching as an example, which is very similar to what Edward explores in The Handmaid's Tale, as the entire Republic of Gilead is built upon the belief of Christianity and the way that they've kind of manipulated such teaching to make the biblical teachings in favor of what they're doing, and therefore making it justified. And I think similarly in this case, where this Christian man was telling the churchgoers that they should submit to the husband, is again using the what is written in the Bible, which the husband is the head of the wife, can be easily interpreted for women to be submissive, and then that's kind of like justifying his reasoning and also a justification for the woman themselves to think that this is what is right and that should be what is the norm, so to speak. And I guess I think it's quite significant in the sense that it's quite recent, and to see that what Atwood's kind of talks about in the book is actually not that far from real life at all. Like everything, like not none of it's it. None of it is made up, and even the idea of norm, like seeing that the norm has perhaps deviated from submission as women are standing up and speaking up, it kind of got me to think about the potential like future, like if people suddenly started going the opposite way in the name of Christianity or whatever belief that perhaps support such idea, could we kind of undo our progress and step back into the misogynistic society 50 years ago? Like I think even with the with St. Hoax, like the exploration, these explorations combined, it's quite, I guess, concerning in the sense that you would never imagine that these things could be possible. But even seen by Gilead, how transformation can happen overnight, it really allows Atwood, I guess, to showcase how fast change can happen and how unprepared people could be when these kind of revolutionary changes happen and the entire society's value just kind of flips overnight. And similar to the this image, like with the chains on her neck with a lock, it really does depict like the idea that women should submit to their husband, because it's chains with a lock, and supposedly the lock has a key, which perhaps, as it suggests, the husband possesses the key. And this idea of control and absolute control is also very similar to what Atwood depicts in The Handmaid's Tale, where the commander has absolute control over almost, yeah, all the women in the society of Gilead. So yeah, I think in general, seeing that, like even in the process of looking for a non-literary text that I felt linked well with The Handmaid's Tale, it really did showcase to me the many different, I guess, conceptual links of the authorcraft in The Handmaid's Tale, or the things that that Atwood was trying to explore with the real life context of society today, or the society during Atwood's time. So I think in general that just showcases again like the relevance of The Handmaid's Tale, and therefore the speculative fiction just becomes more meaningful because it's close to life and it's not fictional, and therefore such, I guess, potential trap holes that we could fall into the future need to be, like, we need to be aware of them so that we don't fall into them.